You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Let's have a look at the St. Louis Rams at the Arizona Cardinals. The Rams are 5-2 on the money line. The Cardinals 1-3. The Rams plus 7 with extra juice here, 5-6. The Cardinals minus 7 at even money. A dream start, Gil, for the Arizona Cardinals. Carson Palmer, he's won 9 straight now, thrown for 803 yards, 9 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, been sacked just once. And this is a team that's 3-0 for the second straight season now. They've scored a league-high 126 points in their opening 3 games as well. I've been impressed with Larry Fitzgerald as well, one of those wide receivers enjoying an Indian summer at the moment, Gil. 5 touchdowns so far for Larry Fitzgerald. They've been routing teams, the Cardinals, early on in the season.
They have been. You brought up Carson Palmer, 16-2 now. 18 games with the Cardinals. That's tough to, straight up, of course, not against the spread, but straight up, tough to argue against that kind of performance. By the way, we should do a St. Louis Rams game every week, Dave, because your pronunciation of St. Louis is just fabulous. I love that. We should do a Rams game every week. But the Cardinals, the only thing about it, though, Dave, because you're right about everything, but the only thing about the Cardinals is they've won so easily. You know, last week was the greatest example of that. 2 pick sixes, 2 interceptions returned for touchdowns against Colin Kaepernick and the Niners right out of the chute. And so it was 14-0. That game was over before it started, essentially. And so while that's awesome, and I believe they had a pick six against the Bears, too, earlier in the season, it does sort of make you wonder, you know, that's not sustainable. They're not going to get a pick six or two every week. So is this kind of dominance just a mirage early on? And I think that's the question you have to ask yourself.
St. Louis have been good enough defensively to win as well, Gil, but they still sit 1-2. They beat Seattle in the opener, lost to Washington and to Pittsburgh. We know all about Nick Foles and his ability under centre. My concern is they've not got anything on the ground either, the Rams, and that is a notable concern. And it's one of those games, again, if they do go behind, how can they be expected to chase this game down with that offense?
Yeah, if you are a St. Louis Rams fan, Dave, as you say, that was the thing coming into the season. That was the thing. It was the fact that, look, this team's got a great defense, and it really is a great defense. We're going to rely on it, and if we can get a little bit of a running game from Todd Gurley, who is the rookie out of University of Georgia here, but he was coming off a severe knee injury, and they knew they weren't going to get him, and they finally got him last week into the lineup. That's what we're going to rely on. We're going to try to eke out wins by holding our opponents to a few points and just getting enough points to win games. Certainly we're not really thinking that our passing game is going to be anything great. And so far, let me lean on the advanced metrics again from Mike Sando at ESPN. The Rams' defense in defensive expected points allowed, defensive EPA. EPA is a formula, just to make this a little less wonky here. It's a formula that basically assigns an expected points value to teams with the ball or against the ball at the start of each play based on the situation of the game, and it accounts for factors like down, distance to go, field position, home field advantage, time remaining, a whole bunch of stuff. I think I made it more wonky, actually. But it's a really good stat. And the Rams, through 3 games, Dave, are only 13th in defensive EPA. I mean, they've got huge names on that defense between Quinn and Long and this just amazing kid, Aaron Donald, who is probably the next best thing after J.J. Watt in this league. But they're only 13th, and it's the Cardinals who are second in defensive EPA, largely because of their penchant for getting turnovers. So that Rams formula, great defense, and then get just enough on offense, has not come through, with the exception of Game 1 against the Seahawks.
Do you believe in Bruce Arians and this team then, Gil? I know we're only 3 weeks into the season, and it's difficult to have an overall picture at this point. I'm guessing from the start of your preview there, and you were talking about the turnovers, that maybe you think this could swing. Maybe not this week, but in the long run for the Cardinals.
You know, having said all that, I am a believer in Bruce Arians. You know, I think earlier in the year on the show, I mentioned that Bruce Arians in the last 8 years, both as head coach, interim head coach in Indy, and offensive coordinator, whether at Pittsburgh or otherwise, in the last 8 years, whether it's head coach or offensive coordinator, his teams are 43-23 in games that are decided by one score. So Arians, there's something to him. He is not a bad coach at all. In fact, he's in the upper tier of coaches. So despite the fact that these blowouts early in the season against really lame competition, Chicago, New Orleans, and San Francisco, you know, despite that, they are blowing these teams out. So you can't, on the one hand, you can't really fault them for that and expect, well, even if that regresses, right, even if they don't get the turnovers, it's not like they're going to get killed.
Yeah,
I still think they're a good football team. By the way, just to put some numbers on the turnovers, just how much the Cardinals have benefited from that, they lead the league with 41 points off opponent turnovers. In fact, when you take their turnovers versus opponent turnovers, it's 41-6.
Wow.
That's the best margin in the NFL. The Rams, by contrast, they're only outscoring opponents on turnovers 16-13. So if the Cardinals can keep doing that, forget it. It's over. But I do believe in them nonetheless, whether they get those turnovers or not. This is a big spread, though, in this game, and I would be hesitant to give those points. I'd lean Rams here because it's a lot of points.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.